Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has moved for many years in miracles, sometimes a creative miracle, but something just happened to him, and there's an explosion of creative miracles. He just got back from Argentina, and in a matter of minutes, 60 people had creative miracles. I mean, new organs, and he says it's transferable. Anyone interested? Now, Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, you said that God spoke to you recently about body parts. What did he say?
I have seen for 25 years healing, miracles, signs, wonders, but I had never seen this kind of creative realm coming upon the ministry. So 3 months ago, the Lord said, I want you to release angels. And when you release angels, they will bring body parts from heaven and put it into people.
Because of miracles, I understand you've probably had a million people make professions of faith in this last year.
I went to Pakistan, and we had 1.2 million people. And 95% of those people were unbelievers, and they came because we announced miracles. And that's what they said, our God doesn't do miracles.
So most of them were probably Muslim.
Yeah, so they said, we want to see what this, and I preach on the cross, and I started, you know, praying for miracles, and it was thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And as a result, I would say 900,000 raised their hand and they gave life to Jesus.
You know, this is coming. And it's not just coming to Apostle Maldonado. It's not just coming to me.
Yeah.
It's not just coming to television personalities.
Yes.
It is anyone that has the superstar, Jesus, living inside of them. Do you have the superstar inside of you? Anyone interested here in seeing a video clip of these miracles?
Yeah,
let's go.
And then I went to the doctor and said I had scoliosis and I had a missing rib. I just want to say that I didn't want to come up, but when I closed my eyes, God showed me like an x-ray of my ribs. And then you said about creative miracles. And then my mom said, oh, go up for your rib. And then I went up and then I just felt my legs like wouldn't stop shaking.
So what did you feel?
Well, I checked her before to make sure what she has already. And then after praying, I checked again and I felt the missing rib here, the floor.
So you saw an angel. My God, I feel the presence of God.
I saw the hands of an angel placing something in here. And I felt the heat. And so when the doctor checked me over there, he turned me around like my doctor would and had me swallow. And he said he felt the right side of the thyroid.
And she came here today. She says the doctor told her that you sent a word that God was giving somebody brand new kidneys. She got a hold of that word. The power of God came over her. She says, I felt a fire in my womb. And even her skin has begun to lighten up because it was too dark because of the kidney failure.
I couldn't bend. I couldn't walk. I couldn't pick up my son.
Wow. What happened tonight, daughter?
I felt the fire, God.
And what did it change?
My hands were so dark. And look, they're bright.
top of your kidneys. It had to get removed because I had tumors.
How long ago?
Since I was born. 2 weeks after I was born, I believe they took them out, and I've been taking medication ever since. Wow. I just felt something push.
Something pushing you?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel it from here to my back. And you know, your kidneys are here. So I can feel. I've been waiting for this 26 years.
Oh my God.
In the past year alone, we have seen over 5,000 documented miracles. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The supernatural is visibly evident now.
When I see something like that,
come on.
I felt such compassion when I saw some of those people testify.
Yes.
And I can not almost, I see tears in your eyes. Yes. You were there and you're still tearing up over it.
Yes. I believe, Sid, that the pathway to the supernatural is love. What moved Jesus to do the miracles wasn't faith. What moved Jesus, the motivation behind those miracles was love. Faith work with love. And I have seen the most incredible miracles when I see that compassion falling upon people. And it's incredible. I've been doing supernatural encounters, and I went to Mexico. There was an arena for 20,000 people, and 42,000 people came to the arena. We couldn't fit them in there, so we got 22,000 people outside waiting online for 3 a.m. in the morning.
People are sick and hurting and hungry.
And unfortunately, the church cannot supply because it's just a little teaching and preaching. There's no miracles. There's no manifestation. But this is what happened, Sid. As the presence of God came, as the Holy Spirit came, I heard the shouts of the ushers saying, Apostle, Apostle, people getting up on the wheelchairs. And suddenly I see the massive 14 people pushing the wheelchairs coming into the stage. Came from the second floor, third floor, 14 wheelchairs.
You didn't even lay hands on them?
No, I didn't even touch, I didn't even pray. They just came running. It was so, and most of those people, they were missing organs in their bodies, fingers, bones, I mean, all kinds of, they sent them to die, and it was just an instant, 14 wheelchairs got up.
You know what? Yeah, I am.
I believe the power of God is not based on a personality. The power of God is based on truth. So as long as you know the truth, and that truth is revealed to you, you will move in miracles, signs, and wonders. You will cast out demons. And this is the time for every believer to move in miracles.
Well, guess what? Not only that, people are getting healed. You see the reports that come in. People are getting healed just watching television. That's what, is, you know, Christian television has become mostly entertainment. I want to be a
come
flow
on.
Of
yes,
God's
come on.
Spirit,
yes.
A flow of God's
yes.
glory. Get ready. We're going to be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
I was afraid of the supernatural until I started watching your TV program and since doing your mentoring study guide and DVD. Now the fear has gone, and I do believe I have received an impartation from God.
SidRoth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, you say the gospel is simple, practical, and powerful.
I believe, Sid, that it's simple when you understand you have power and authority. when you understand and got the revelation of who you are in God, as a believer, as I said in the beginning, the power of God is not based on personality. The power of God is based on truth. If you know the word, if you know the truth, you will do miracles. I've seen all kinds of people, young people, adults, moving in miracles, and they don't have any gift because the tradition is, well, you have to have a gift. Well, if you got the truth, that's enough to do miracles.
Yeah. You mean, tell me about a transfer of this resurrection power. Tell me about Reverend Paul from India and the nurse with the brain tumor.
So this pastor came from India. As he was activated, I lay hands on him. I speak the word. He was, that got the impartation, went back to India, and a woman, her baby died, and called him as soon as he got from Miami to India.
Then I said, God is going to raise her up. And I began to pray for her in the telephone. And I began to call out the lady and said, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. I come against every spirit of death in the name of Jesus. And I prayed and I hung the phone.
So, you know, he prayed, rebuked the spirit of death. Her baby came back to life. So now, Sid, this is not a person, he's not known. He got a nice-sized church, but it's not known. Again, we're going back into Mark 16, 15. If we preach the word, do we believe the resurrection? Do you believe Jesus is alive now? See, what happened is, if you ask me a question, why the church is not moving in miracles, I would say that we're preaching a historical God. No, miracles doesn't happen in the past. Miracles doesn't happen in the future. Miracles happen now.
Tell me about the nurse with the brain tumor.
She was healed. It was a terminal disease, and she's watching me by television, and she was healed. She was delivered. And then now she came to one of my schools. She was activated and went back. And there's a baby that died in the hospital. And she said, I start rebuking the spirit of death, and that baby came back to life.
You know, this nurse works with babies that are not expected to live. And she has this miracle anointing. And people are getting this over the TV. They're having their own miracles over television. You told me that God spoke to you that there was a portal opening for creative miracles. Tell me about that.
Okay, yeah. You know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you've been seen. He gave me a foretaste of those greater miracles. I saw a lot of greater miracles. I saw deliverance, the whole thing on the supernatural. But in this time, he said, there's a portal open over your ministry and for you to impart to my people. That's the key. Because again, we're not talking about celebrity. We're talking about the people, any believer moving the supernatural. So I saw the shift in it. I saw the shift. And whenever you see somebody that missing a breast and the breast grew back, and whenever you see flesh and bones growing, a kidney, and is powerful. So I saw the shift in the amount and the creative in it.
All right. Last month you were in Argentina. Tell me what you saw with your eyes.
It's one of my churches in Argentina, and 27,000 people in a stadium. And then suddenly the Spirit of God said, you need to minister creative miracles. And I just prayed like 2-3 minutes because the portal on my life. That portal of creative, or the realm, that realm of creative. So I just pray, say, God, you know, create miracles, and I release it. Sid, we document it. It took 15 minutes to have in the altar the first testimony. And then we have a line of people. And then we counted. We got doctors and our people. 60 created new organs. The first lady, she was standing. And the first lady, she said, oh, my God, my breast. She said, my breast had to move because of cancer. And there's another lady. She said, I got adrenaline gland. Adrenal gland, she said, had been removed. And she had a hole here. And she said, I didn't have the eardrum. I was born without it. I couldn't hear. So suddenly, she starts screaming, I can hear, I can hear. And she said, I don't have the hole anymore. The Lord put the gland in it. And just like that, boom,
now
boom,
you,
boom.
You
15
told,
minutes, 60 minute miracle. Wait, God will do it through those people that are watching.
But you told me that was all you had time to document.
Oh,
many
yeah.
More.
We got lines and lines of people waiting. And God will do it for those people that are watching. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, Jesus used the casting out of demons to announce. That was his advertising. He didn't have the internet and all the things we have today, but he had something more powerful. He used the casting out of demons to illustrate the fact that the kingdom of God has come on earth. Now, I'm taking you back many years, Guillermo. Early in your ministry, you, like myself, like everyone, had many questions.
Yes.
You would wonder why people who are believers were addicted to things like pornography and alcohol and things like that, where people would have fears, unreasonable fears they couldn't shake. You had all these questions, and God answered you.
The answer was that there was a missing ingredient, even in my leadership. I didn't see the church and the minister grow. And the Lord said, the missing ingredient is the ministry of deliverance.
For some people, this is kind of new, because that whole ministry, which was the thing Jesus emphasized, has been set aside.
Yes.
Would you define for me deliverance?
Yeah, deliverance is a permanent removing of influences and demonic oppressions from the person, either from the mind, emotions, and will, from the soul. Is the removal of those things of especially believers. And I believe when Jesus ministers was four stages, preaching, teaching, healing, and casting out demons. Today we do preaching and teaching, not healing a little bit and casting out demons. No, we don't want to do it. And how come we can identify with the ministry of Jesus? I would not be ashamed to do the deliverance. I was not ministering deliverance. I was just preaching the kingdom. Because when you preach the kingdom, the sign of the preaching of the kingdom is the casting out demons. So there's a confrontation, there's a conflict between two kingdoms. And I mean, believers start manifesting and being delivered. And this pastor...
Wait. I have heard people say Christians can't have demons.
Well, they cannot be possessed. Possession and demonization is totally different. There's two terms. Possession is ownership. Demonization is influence.
But did Jesus cast out a spirit of infirmity?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's influence. But I'm ministering in the church, and I see people being delivered, and he caught me off. And I said, listen, Jesus' blood pay for that person to be delivered.
Find out more when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Guillermo Maldonado's powerful book, Supernatural Deliverance, Freedom for Your Soul, Mind, and Emotions, and his three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms, plus a free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9448. Through this book, you will learn how to overcome addictions like overeating, smoking, using alcohol and drugs, receive power to be free of anxiety, fear, and compulsive desires. Be empowered to be delivered from mental strongholds, extreme behaviors, sexual sin. Effectively exercise God's power and authority in every area of your life and destroy the works of the devil. You will be encouraged to believe for whatever it is that you need. Healing, new body parts, breakthrough in finances, freedom from emotional upheaval, deliverance from demonic attacks, better relationships with others. You will also receive Guillermo Maldonado's three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms. It's about obtaining freedom and receiving the power to overcome and end a life of struggling. Get ready to put an end to depression, bad habits, sexual bondage, fear, and shame. Understand how to destroy sin at its root. Receive the power to overcome accusation and persecution. Walk in freedom and victory over the works of darkness like never before. Plus, receive his free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange. Through this teaching, you will clearly understand the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus for your life. Begin to walk in what Jesus won for you at the cross, including the great exchange, taking your sickness, your sin, your shame, your guilt and failures, and exchanging them for your healing, righteousness, peace, and victory. Begin to walk in the resurrection power of Jesus, moment by moment, every day. Don't miss out on getting Guillermo Maldonado's powerful book, Supernatural Deliverance, Freedom for Your Soul, Mind, and Emotions, and his three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms, plus a free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9448. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9448 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Our spirit is saved instantly, but you believe it takes a lifetime to work out your salvation.
Okay, the soul is being transformed, being changed, and being delivered. In other words, it's not instant. Our spirit is being saved. The Holy Spirit lives there. So that's what I don't believe. A Christian can be possessed by a demon, but can be influenced in some areas. For example, I have been in a place when the Lord said to me, I want you to call every person that is sick in their body, and the doctors cannot find the cause of that sickness. Usually, Sid, when that happened, is a demon, because they don't have any detectors, supernatural detectors, to say it's a demon. Doctor can say that unless you have discernment. You can't discern if it's a demon. So usually when I rebuke the spirit of sickness, the person is instantly healed.
What? You say that we should start acting like Jesus. How did Jesus act?
Well, Jesus acted as the Son of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit. He left behind His glory. Now He's acting, you know, in the power of God. But we all every believer has the power and the authority to cast out demons, because so many people are afraid. No, I'm afraid.
Why are people so afraid of demons?
Yeah, because this is tradition and in theology and doctrines that if you lay hands on people, that demon will jump on you. Well, wait a minute. The greater is He that is in me than He is in the world. But let's go to the scripture. Go to the scripture. The Lord has given us, Sid, and those people that are watching, the Lord has given us power, the ability, divine ability, and God has given us the authority. Luke 10:19, Matthew 28:19. In other words, we got both. We got the ability and we got the legal right, the authorization to use the power. Any believer has the power and the authority to cast out demons. You don't have to be superstar.
Right now, I want you, there are people that they're believers, but they're not free. I want you to pray a prayer for freedom for those that are watching. And while you pray it, we had large numbers of prayer requests. Let's hold on to this, and you pray for freedom for people watching and these people to be healed.
Father, in the name of Jesus, can we start praying to the Holy Spirit? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You, Father. I release that anointing for deliverance, freedom, those that are bound, those that are addicted to alcohol, those that are addicted to food, those that are addicted in depression and oppression. In the name of Jesus, right now, I set you free. Any spirit of sickness in their bodies, be healed, be delivered right now. Go in the name of Jesus. I see somebody trying to commit suicide. God is delivering you now. I see somebody that is, you've been in depression for 15 years. You're taking medication. God is setting you free in the name of Jesus. God is doing something very powerful. There's someone struggling with alcohol. You're struggling with alcohol. God is setting you free in the name of Jesus. The anointing is destroying the yoke right now. Be free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
I mean, you realize you are God's ambassador. And as an ambassador, you need to be fully equipped. And anything in the book, it's yours. Every promise in that book,
come on,
it's yours.
Yes.
If Jesus is your Messiah and Lord, and if He's not, tell Him you're sorry for your sins.
Come on.
Ask Him to cleanse you by His blood and come live inside of you and take over your life. Say, thank You, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The early church would teach and preach the gospel of the kingdom as Jesus did, with supernatural demonstrations of power and authority. The modern day church has somehow lost this understanding. In many congregations, there are no miracles, no one gets healed, and people continue to be under demonic attack. Are you ready to see supernatural demonstrations of power and authority? Are you ready to experience miracles? Are you ready to learn how to exercise authority over the enemy? Apostle Guillermo Maldonado wants to teach you how. Call now and get Guillermo Maldonado's powerful book, Supernatural Deliverance, Freedom for Your Soul, Mind, and Emotions, and his three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms, plus a free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9448. Through this book, you will learn how to overcome addictions like overeating, smoking, using alcohol and drugs. Receive power to be free of anxiety, fear, and compulsive desires. Be empowered to be delivered from mental strongholds, extreme behaviors, sexual sin. Effectively exercise God's power and authority in every area of your life and destroy the works of the devil. You will be encouraged to believe for whatever it is that you need. Healing, new body parts, breakthrough in finances, freedom from emotional upheaval, deliverance from demonic attacks, better relationships with others. You will also receive Guillermo Maldonado's three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms. It's about obtaining freedom and receiving the power to overcome and end a life of struggling. Get ready to put an end to depression, bad habits, sexual bondage, fear, and shame. Understand how to destroy sin at its root. Receive the power to overcome accusation and persecution. Walk in freedom and victory over the works of darkness like never before. Plus, receive his free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange. Through this teaching, you will clearly understand the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus for your life. Begin to walk in what Jesus won for you at the cross, including the Great Exchange, taking your sickness, your sin, your shame, your guilt and failures, and exchanging them for your healing, righteousness, peace, and victory. Begin to walk in the resurrection power of Jesus, moment by moment, every day. Don't miss out on getting Guillermo Maldonado's powerful book, Supernatural Deliverance, Freedom for Your Soul, Mind, and Emotions, and his three-part audio CD teaching, The Spiritual Conflict Between Two Kingdoms, plus a free bonus audio CD while supplies last, The Great Exchange, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9448. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9448 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, so many forbidden doors have been opened because of sin, and especially sexual sin and pornography. So many open doors that need to be closed. But my guest had a revelation from God on how to do it. And it's so simple. It's unbelievably simple. And you can do it for yourself, and you can do it for the thousands, and I say thousands, that are going to be lined up at your door.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.